The Orange County Sheriff's Department is investigating a bloody altercation between an OC prosecutor and a defense attorney, James Crawford. It took place last week after the OC DA investigator, Dylan Alley, and Crawford got into a fisticuffs, a fight outside a courtroom in Santa Ana. And that incident left Crawford bloodied, and photos of his black eye went viral. He told KCBS Channel 2 that the incident underscores the public's misgivings about those charged with prosecuting them.
I'm supposed to have trust in law enforcement, and here they are overreaching, going over the edge, abusing their authority.
And while the Orange County DA officials say a full examination will absolve their investigator of any wrongdoing, it has led to more questions about the morale under DA Tony Rakakis. Let's hear about that with Gustavo Arellano, who's following the story. He's editor of the OC Weekly, and he's here for KCRW's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
First, tell us, who is James Crawford and what we know about why this fight took place?
James Crawford is a longtime defense attorney in Orange County, and he belongs to this genre of there's these certain defense attorneys who take on the cases of the damned, people who say they've been wrongfully convicted, people who say they've been railroaded. So he's been in the Orange County scene for I believe about 20 years. Most recently, he was able to get a new murder trial for one of his clients, Henry Rodriguez, who had been in prison for 15 years for a murder that he says he didn't commit. And Crawford got this guy a new trial because, again, in the Orange County District Attorney's Office snitch scandal, the Rodriguez case is the latest one. In this case, Judge Gothels, Thomas Gothels, who's been very much in the news for all this, says that the DA improperly withheld evidence from Rodriguez's old attorney, and therefore he vacated the case. But, you know, Rodriguez is still up for trial.
Let's clarify, when you say snitch scandal, we're talking about these jail informants in the OC County jails, right?
Exactly. And so what's going on is that public defender Sanders is saying that the OCDA is using informants illegally. And by illegally, he means once someone gets legal representation, they cannot be questioned by law enforcement without an attorney present. That's common knowledge. But what Sanders is alleging is that what the OCDA would do is while they're in jail, they would have informants get right next to accused people and start getting them to talk. And these informants would use that information, give it to the prosecutors, and then the prosecutors would not only use that against the accused, but also withhold that evidence and really withhold the whole idea of the snitches from the public defenders or public defenders or defense attorneys.
What do we know about the investigator, this district attorney's investigator, Dylan Alley, the other guy in the fight?
A former police officer with Gardena, my reporter R. Scott Moxley, found that, according to court records, he had been involved in a settlement involving an officer-involved shooting back in the 90s. But the Gardena Police Department has told the media he left the department, you know, everything ollie-ollie oxy-free.
How do you think this is going to affect the entire DA's office down there, Gustavo?
It's amazing once you see the picture of Crawford. I mean, he has a shiner. And not only that, in the picture, he has a bloody shirt. This is what justice is in Orange County now. Of course, I'm sure the investigators will find something. And by all accounts, it was a he said that just escalated out of control. But still, you have an employee with the district attorney's office inflicting this sort of basically courtroom justice on a defense attorney, not just a defense attorney, but someone who had just humiliated district attorney's office. Maybe, I mean, for me, it seems like this is really a closing all the ranks of the Orange County District Attorney's Office against any and all haters. But that just does not look good for the rest of the Orange County, where you have a district attorney who has employees who are basically channeling their inner schoolyard bully. I mean, it does not look good. Come on, a big black eye. It looks horrible.
All right. Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.